All right. Hi. I'm Barış from Intel. I will continue talking about dwarf. So we have seen that, well, dwarf location expressions are important. They play a crucial role in debugging. So here I'm giving you, and I took this is a real example. I took this from a GPU program. It's a location expression, a sequence of dwarf operators. And you may be now a developer who is relatively new to this debugging world. And then you may be wondering, OK, what does this mean? I mean, I want to learn. So I want to evaluate this step by step, and I want to understand how the dwarf expression semantics are. Or you may be a relatively seasoned developer in this world, but then maybe there is a bug here, and then you want to debug the expression, you want to understand the details, or perhaps you want to optimize it, you want to find a better way of expressing the location. Or perhaps you are an expert and you want to introduce a new operator with new semantics in the dwarf spec, and then you want to define this, you want to experiment with some examples, you want to test, you want to show this to other people, and so on. Well, for this I present you the dwarf evaluator. We can go to, let's see if this is going to work. Yeah, so this is the repository, and there's one file here, ML. That's, you don't, oh. Okay, let me quit this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's one ML file. This is written in OCaml. I will just quickly scroll down. There are some definitions, functions, etc., and then there are the functions that define the semantics. And then, like about here, that's the end. So in less than 700 lines of code, it's done. Okay. The rest is just examples. So you can just take this. I mean, it's lightweight and concise. So you can just take this, for instance, copy and paste. There are some OCaml interpreters online. You can just put them there. You can evaluate inside the browser, or you can install it in your terminal and then work with it.
So if you say it doesn't have a parser, how does that work?
It's not a parser. I will show. I will show. Yeah. So it's implemented in OCaml, which I think is the second best choice for this purpose. The first one would have been Algol 68, but I don't know how to program it. Yeah. There's also a web playground. I'm going to show this to you. These are the operators that are currently implemented. It's not the full set, but I think it's pretty representative, and you can do useful stuff. So on the left-hand side, we see some snippets from the actual dwarf spec version 6. I don't expect you to read this, of course, but I've highlighted some important places, and I will show some correspondence with the implementation. For instance, here it says a location names a block of storage and an offset. Well, what this means is that location is a pair of storage and offset. Here is the definition. Location is a pair, storage and an integer. Or it says there are six kinds of storage: memory, register, composite. So memory, register, composite. Composite storage consists of a possibly empty series of contiguous pieces. Well, composite storage has a list of pieces and so on. So with the spec, the verbal English version of the spec versus the code, I hope that there will be a nice correspondence to show how this is defined. Some more examples, again from the spec. The expressions operate on a stack of entries, each of which may be either a value or location. Well, a stack element is either a value or a location. And then there's this eval function, which takes an operator, stack, and the context. OCaml is, well, it's typed, and types are inferred. It's not explicitly written here, but the inferred type for this argument, stack argument, is a list of stack elements, which is just the stack. Again, taking a look at the definition of DWOP adder, it says, well, takes an operand, which is address in the default address space, and the corresponding memory location is pushed onto the stack. Well, let's take a look at how it's defined. Default address space is mem0. 0 is the default index. And then with the given address, which happens to be the offset, we push a location onto the stack. Or for there are reg operators. A location that names the storage associated with the designated register with an offset of 0 is formed and pushed on the stack. Exactly what's happening here, for instance, for reg1. We form a location for reg1 with offset 0 and push it on top of the stack. A few more examples. Well, DWOPDOP duplicates the entry. Here, the pattern matching feature of OCaml is, I think, excellent. So we do a pattern matching on the stack. We expect an element on the top with rest of the stack, which is now stack prime. And then we duplicate it, E1, the element E1, followed by E1 again, followed by rest of the stack.